behave yourself.
Shh.
Why?
Calling
them and
telling
you it wasn't that nice. Huh? Well, come on, just. I might be able to call you. Oh, no. Can't you get this one in there? You said this morning you liked it, didn't you? You're going to get there early tomorrow?
What?
You're going to go early tomorrow morning. Yeah. What time are you going to sit there, Sainsbury's? Oh, you don't know, do you? Was she a blonde, a brunette?
We're off to see a 13-foot pig.
Technology, then.
Gas. Don't you just love being in control?
Do they send a report over to Mr. Bowers then afterwards? Well, when you finish there tomorrow. Did he say anything about your expenses?
No, he won't give me nothing.
Give it a stitch. Huh?
Stitch.
How do you know?
Don't.
No.
Sophie.
Look, did he offer you anything for lunch or any money?
I'm going
to
get it myself.
Oh, you're
sweet, you know. Hey.
I'm sure.
Your
factory is dropped, right? Yeah, well, yeah. It might be worse though, might it though?
It's
going
to scrub out.
Yeah, not me.
To
Linda, is it all right? Did you stop it?
Chugging a little full of gear to the end of the road.
Is it?
Like a kangaroo.
No, but at least it gets you there, Lee, to the station in time, doesn't it?
Fine, thanks.
Lee's more worried, will he get dead home again?
Rather than walking.
Travelling between Woking and Guildford or whatever. And might be what you're doing at the time, cooking dinner, watching television, talking to my friend, or just roughly what you're doing at that time that conversation took place. Okay? This person was at work, filing away some forms, and then making a cup of tea, and she was photocopying. That's roughly what she was doing.
God, they're not involved though.
To a housewife, you just were saying, oh, it's just general domestic duties. Went shopping or whatever. As I say, a couple of days or whatever you feel. When you get into it, you might find you want to do more. But if you could do 2 days, that would be great, okay? And the same thing for the next page. This is the day I started, which like maybe tomorrow or the next day or whenever you decide to do it, Wednesday. I started at 10 o'clock in the morning. I was in working. What was I doing? Nothing. Just reading whatever you have to do.
Walking or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, where you went for a walk, went to the shops or whatever. Just let them know roughly what you're doing, because say all they get is a tape, and it gives them an idea of what sort of things were happening at that time. Any words they can't pick up, maybe, well, if she's cooking, maybe that's something she was making or whatever. In the space below, please write in the first names and details where you know them, of all the people speaking on this side of the tape, in order in which they speak on the tape, in the first instance, right? You know. So now there's Carla, my husband, myself, Lee, and you don't need to repeat them again after that. And if you don't worry, not worry too much about this. I mean, although we wanted to do this, I mean, I'd rather just get the conversation, even
more
though you don't
that.
Do this.
Knob on the cooker to be turned.
Put it in a dish. Your work experience and tomorrow.
Yeah. No, not everyone. Sam. And that one person named Adam. Even this is Tuesday.
Oh.
To a new home and away models are in bookshops published
that,
by Templesman.
It's just the way they done it, the firm.
Oh, the firm. Well, Kim was Sam Winston, they do it for 2 weeks.
Watch Age Update tonight at 10:40 and find out.
I can't believe how the different school though, and then that other chap said that the
Hello, how can I help?
Oh, that's my
home.
Yeah, but that other one said, oh, look, there's a food.
Thanks to a great
write the geography on.
Geography and my diary.
What, the Wimbledon every day?
Yeah.
How long has the diary got?
I know, page by page.
Would you write it like an actual, can you put it in a diary or have you got to write it the dates just like a proper diary?
Not sure.
You should really do it like a, like make a little folder thing up and then date it Monday. You know. If you do it from when you've actually left home. Oh, oh God. When you've actually left at 7:20. No.
What's her name, Emily?
I asked them how old she was.
Charlie Chaplin. 36 years old.
Big boobs.
Hello and good evening. Blake Block murder. Police commissioner says hunt for killers goes on. He tells of his regrets. The two set free pledge to fight injustice.
Those are lazy. Get ready, Bob.
I was
looking at some of his glasses.
He's got
my
mum.
He was saying that's what I did.
Gary Lineker's baby seriously ill, parents in hospital vigil.
Oh,
and the Christmas special
baby.
Heading for West End Standard.
Obviously,
so
she did that.
keep it too late to Christmas. Don't like the cold weather, so it's going to go back after Christmas and do it.
The commissioner said he was bitterly disappointed the killers had not been convicted. Meanwhile, two of the Tottenham three convicted of PC Blakelock's murder have been enjoying their first full day of freedom after they were dramatically set free on bail. Appeal court judges had heard of the apparent dishonesty of a senior police officer during the investigation.
I thought he was washing out. Black
Patch in the morning. This evening, the police commissioner said the hunt was now on for the killers of PCP Blakelock, and he was bitterly disappointed at the wall of silence on Broadwater Farm.
I have regrets that anyone.
What's she doing at the thing? She's got to be back for a number of clocks at the cricket thing. I don't know, is that doing her dad or something?
That a murder was committed.
Is it just.
The person's concerned.
Is it just run.
Excusez-moi. For the many victims on that night.
Yeah,
Pigley. Mrs. Blakelock.
What, does that cricket thing stay open all the time?
Police Constable Richard Coombs.
Did it stay open all the time, or was it just cricket
thing? Not and the majority of people who live on the Broadwater Farm who do not want the shadow of this murder hanging over their homes.
Earlier, Mark Braithwaite, who was released on unconditional bail yesterday, went back to court to continue hearing the grounds of his appeal. But the judge decided
when
to reserve the decision,
the back
prolonging
meant to be
the
wait
for much-wanted news on an acquittal. The two men are still almost free, and this afternoon they took the opportunity to thank their supporters.
Everybody who showed concern in the last 6 years.
Where are you going to go and get this suit then?
You know what I mean? I've lost.
No, I've still got to get my suit.
Yeah.
And some clothes.
No way. Unless you're getting them, if Dad gets you some clothes, then they'll have them and wrap them up for Christmas.
No.
Friends and supporters of the Tottenham Three are calling for urgent action to end all present misdemeanors.
Yeah, they'll have all this stuff and then they make a separate fish, greedy. You buy the suit.
No.
You wear it, did you?
You said you were going to have to throw the money out your face.
And then he said he was paying for access.
The £90 that I borrowed off you, I'm going to use that towards it.
No, you pay me that £90 back, plus you use access for the suit.
No.
Well, that's your Christmas box.
No.
Oh, come on, Lee.
That must have been where, that must be where we got their lines.
We've got the £50 computer.
You don't have to pay for that.
Who can that?
No one, tell them I can keep it.
We've got to pay that £50 computer and you should tell them to keep it.
Yeah, that's only
£10. I'll put that down on the Christmas list.
I'll buy you a suit.
Closed.
Yeah, but you won't be getting much.
Deborah Bain, the Thames News.
Because you've had lots.
24 men and women
food and all that.
After being arrested in the South London.
Chocolate.
One of the country's biggest raids by the immigration authorities.
About 10
on chocolate. One man has already been returned to Ghana. Police rounded up the entire night shift of 230
people
in operation that followed months of undercover work.
Where are you going to go to go for it? Burton's, I don't know why they've cut down all of a sudden. Got some nice ones
on the top there.
As concern grows about the rising number of illegal immigrants in the capital, the Home Office is fighting back. This was the biggest ever operation of its kind.
How much?
More than 100 police raided the factory in Mitcham.
You see this,
all exits were sealed.
No more than 100 pounds.
Rounded up the entire night shift of 230 workers. Staff were kept in the canteen while their identity was checked.
Mr. Howard.
About 70 men and women were detained for questioning. Half were held overnight at Mitcham and other local police.
Because it is,
the rest released without charge.
£140 for suit.
Codenamed Operation
Iris. It'd be like those green trousers you bought, but you've never worn them yet.
The Home Office said it was carried out with full cooperation of
the police. I have worn them actually.
You wore them one night.
I wore them a couple of times. 1,200
people making
gas fitting
have been willing to
comment.
A spokesman for the
well, that's it. Why pay £140 suit when you're going to wear it again?
He admitted that the company had been raided by immigration officers before, when 30 people were arrested, but dozens more fled. The Home Office are hailing this latest operation a great success.
But you've got a job,
many
if you're ready, you're ready.
Really.
You buy your own stick.
The cases will all be on their merits, but subject to there being no compelling compassionate circumstances, I would imagine that in most cases they will be removed from
lost
you.
It.
Yeah.
The Home Office say it's impossible to guess the true number of illegal immigrants living and working in London, but it's a growing problem. There's been a sharp rise in the number of people.
I wanted to. I've made in this that for Nan, and the CD you've got to put on that list. And I also wanted to see
on CDs.
And last year, almost 2,000 were sent home.
CDs are a waste of money.
Who are working here on
Lord after having a CD for Christmas last year, they're wasting money.
No, but it's cheaper to buy a tape than a CD.
If you've got the CD, we can all, yes you do, if we can all use it, and then you can have blank tapes, and then you can tape it on cassette.
The immigration laws that say they're determined to track down offenders.
But I want a list of two CDs, and in Argos, if there's a watch.
Soccer star Gary Lineker and his wife Michelle are keeping a
now wants a list of choices this weekend.
Seriously
I want it done tonight.
No.
Yes, I've got to give Nan the list.
Agent is reported saying it's a life-threatening
illness. The next couple of days.
That's not well, the latest, we're now going over to our reporter, Jane Borden, who's in the hospital. Jane, what is
this? A short time ago, the hospital issued a statement confirming baby George is seriously ill, and he's been undergoing a series of tests. It's understood doctors have been unable to carry out the full range of tests they'd like to because of the boy is so ill. George is Gary Lineker's first child. He was admitted to the hospital last night and has spent the day on a general ward with his parents at his bedside. The England Strikers agent, John Holmes, has issued a statement expressing concern at the baby's condition and appealing to the press to leave the family alone. Now back to the studio.
Yeah.
They should leave. Their science lab went up in flames. One girl was taken to hospital. The blaze wrecked the building at Hammersmith Secondary School.
Firefighters had to don special chemical suits and breathing apparatus to tackle the blaze this afternoon. Nearly 50 officers were called to the fire in a science lab shortly after 2 o'clock. Luckily, the 750 school children and their teachers managed to be evacuated from the building before anyone was seriously hurt. Only one girl was taken to hospital with minor injuries. But thousands of pounds worth of damage has been done to the top floor of the Hammersmith Secondary School here in Shepherd's Bush.
So I passed Hammersmith in the morning.
There's been a fire in the science lab on the top floor, which has destroyed most of the science lab.
Can you tell you about the station tonight?
Fire
the
on arrival.
It's arrival. What was it like?
Going through the roof. The initial crew that turned up managed to get a bit.
What did you
think of
past 4 to 10 to 5
then? It's not known yet how the fire started.
I forgot the post, so I went back for it.
Is now underway. Get the husband
in
with
London,
right?
And then when I went back, Richard had taken it.
Corporate manslaughter proceedings after an 8-year-old boy drowned at North London Reservoir.
Yeah,
he did this 10 to 5. The Horton Stone returned the verdict of unlawful killing on President Birkin's Edmund. He died at Lockwood Reservoir in August, and he was sucked into an underground water in
there.
His body was recovered by police problems. That although children often played at the reservoir, there were no buoyancy aids by the water's edge.
An inquest has been told of the death of a 26-year-old man at the suffered Keith Warren, an insurance company director, died in his sleep at his parents'
the power of it just sucked straight out.
A post-mortem failed to establish
yeah, and where'd he go then? He'd just be stuck up in the power.
Dr. Harold Price recorded a verdict of death.
Yeah, but war don't go all the way up to the top, right?
With Christmas on the way, family shopping for toys at Christmas.
Yeah, so it's going to go up to a certain level, and his head's going to come back to a certain level, so it's going to keep going down.
Behind the cheap price tags, there could be danger.
Yeah, so he's only going to hit his head gently on the grids.
If you've got a hole, which is like that,
a majority are
full of water, which is rushing through,
yeah, you're going flying up.
How far are you going to go?
Dangerous
people. Not all the way.
You're going to stop at the grid, aren't you?
Yeah.
Available in some shops and market stores are pay things like this snapper bracelet.
That's what Carl's got, look.
Toys. No, because the water's not coming up above your face.
The water has filled the hole.
Whose head is loosely
you're
fixed
in a pipe, which is going down in his point.
And cuddling we'll have to try swimming down then.
How can you swim through the gates?
And even toys with the new European...
Well, how did he get through the gates?
I'm not necessarily
the
safe enough
to push him up through the gates.
Well, we're concerned that manufacturers...
Yeah, so he's up to the gates,
just
push himself off the gates.
With the
skin
mark.
And quickly into
the surface. Without taking any proper steps to have tested. What we would like to see is
three tonne of water flowing out of the tube and you're going to push it out of the way.
No, it's like the tide comes in and goes back out.
There will always be a small minority that there are problems with.
For
that reason, trading standards officers have to be very vigilant the whole year through, but particularly at Christmas.
You should have been swimming there.
Could have seen the pipe there.
Buy from reputable toy shops and go for reputable.
So that building, the look part, the things you've got in there.
Nothing is 100%.
We can step in like a
little bit. Look at that.
Check your toys carefully before buying them. Don't keep safe boy. Tell your local trading standards officer, Christopher Rainbow.
You can do something about that, can't you?
Workers at Ford Motors have voted by a 4-1 majority to accept the 5% offer. Workers at the giant Dacket and Works and Ford's other sites will receive an inflation-linked rise next winter as part of the 2-year package. Bishops, clergy and lay people of the London Diocese of the Church of England have voted to reject the ordination of women. It was the last of the 44 dioceses to vote on the controversial move.
Oh, yeah, you can make that tea now quickly.
I'm not making tea again, I've already made it.
Council is threatening workers who repeat Catholic girl jokes.
Down
the back of front gardens, clear the carriage.
And you can't even bother making
also
got so much to do, he's come
out. Now skeletons
from an Iron Age grave.
I've got to have a bath by 7 o'clock.
He's Iron Age man, look at him.
The bones of a human and a horse, believed to be sacrificial victims, were found 4 feet below the surface in Stratford. Archaeologists say the find is something special.
These bones are around 2,000 years old. The horse they belonged to didn't just drop dead. Archaeologists excavating this site in East London believe the animal could have been sacrificed as part of a religious ritual.
Horses have always been connected with the gods, so they have a connotation in people's minds. It's also chariots as well.
They have many phone calls that this work experience at the club.
Yeah, loads.
You should send me a fax at Peter's.
Princess of Wales attending a London conference on AIDS has heard that thousands of school children are still
But even when you leave school, that's what happens, isn't it? I mean, you usually start with the boring job. Nobody has to start at the bottom.
Which called for more information
from
the schools to help young people protect themselves against the risks of disease.
Sure.
Princess, patron of the National AIDS Trust, heard young people talk about sex education at their school.
Lying down there.
The youngsters will be appearing alongside Jason Donovan in his hit show, That's at the Palladium. Trisha Ingram's joined pupils
with
him. Red Hill Primary School in
Tivoli. With Jason.
On their way
then he's
to
off, isn't he?
It's not bad, is it? Still at primary school and they're about to hit one of the greatest show business landmarks, appearing at the London Palladium. Most of the artists who've made it to those blessed boards have spent more years than these youngsters who've been alive, struggling through rep. These budding stars are more likely to be struggling with Game Boy, or celebrating a birthday.
The cake is ready for you to dig in. Yum, 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 yum. It's nice. So happy birthday, Matthew, with
a big Happy birthday, Matthew. Star chords have developed a taste for this showbiz lark. Even the coach they travelled in followed the theme. Now we know what Jason does on his days off. At the Palladium, they're joining forces with St Clair's School from Stamford La Hove. They and St Aloysius in Camden and Bell House Brentwood will be taking it in turns to keep Jason company on stage. But golly, rehearsals are hard work.
There we go, and up.
Some of them are from Kim's woman, she works with the teacher, her daughter's in it. I get paid a lot of money.
Not for doing this though, right?
I did, yeah, something like that. I don't know, it's quite a lot of money there. The kids have it. Carla would love it, wouldn't she?
By Monday morning, they'll be ready for dress rehearsals. By Monday evening, it'll be their first time in front of an audience of 2,500 people. And they'll be great. Fisher Ingram's at the Palladium. Tennis Young.
NATO warships are arriving in London's Docklands. It's the first time the squadron of 8 ships has visited the capital. First to sweep through the Thames barrier with the Portuguese frigate, the Next came Spain's Santa Maria.
Do this one at jazz colour.
Michael Jackson, that's it. And now our tribute to the great rock star and showman, the unique Freddie Mercury, will be having the show must go on.
Empty spaces, what are we living? Where was you at the jazz show then? I guess we know this goal. Did you see Tracy doing those cartwheels?
Should have come earlier, I was really pleased with myself.
Why?
I was second out of the whole jazz class because of Tracy kept on going, she did one more than me. And he did one more thing.
What do you mean you were second?
I did 251.
And everybody else stopped? Did she know you and her with any two going?
She was
trying
to beat me.
What did she
say? She's never beaten anybody. She goes, cool bloke, I won't go on anymore. And I was going because I was losing my taste in my frame. I couldn't keep going.
Did you say that was good?
Yeah.
Good. It toned your tummy, didn't it? Who sings that dizzy? And then after you've done that, it's okay, a small bowl. It says at the bottom, really, music, rock, classical. Dad, like, who's that one you like, Dave? Something with a silver bullet. Bob Seger, do you like him, Dave? Julian was saying he bought that Genesis one and he said it's brilliant. So Jenny, you said that was a good one. What, Genesis Club? Genesis? Is there a new one, he said?
He said
the front one. I know it's somewhere in there. Okay.
that one for Victoria. She had it on order for 7 weeks. £24 it was, that one.
If you write it down.
No, just mark them, just put a cross straight through.
Nice.
Schofield
will be putting best foot forward.
Oh, I'll call them out. The Nooks and Crannies of the Austrian capital. Sampling
the culinary delights.
What page is it in the book? Classical.
V-I-V-A-L-T-I-V.
Is it one word or two?
V-I-V-A-L-D-I. One word.
Yeah.
It's Vivaldi, the Four Seasons.
Not one word. For EastEnders.
Your letter. poster box up at Christmas yet? Your poster box? That's on Sunday, so what happened on Sunday, Carla? What do you do?
Monday.
Yeah, so what is it? Ad. Advent calendar.
Joe Wallace. Who are you? Oh, Mark. Mark Fire. I'm a manager. Is he about? No, he doesn't live here. No one of that name lives here.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. I should know who lives in my own house.
Well, just I was told he was in this address.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid you've been misinformed.
Yeah?
Yeah, looks like you've had a wasted journey. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shall be late for work.
It was his dad, wasn't it?
No.
It was his dad who gave him the address.
Did you bring a bottle opener? And see what you think of Tracy. No, it's in the silver. Keep going. For you working behind the bar, but thank you, darling.
Keep going.
I'll work
wherever I like. Not you. Not
anybody
else is going to stop. Will you please pack it in? That's a nice ring. Well, I'll pack it in. Super bar number one.
What's it say?
One. That's it. It's $11.99. 19
carat
gold and something ring.
Size
one to two. No, I to T.
What size was you?
Give me a
peppermint. Is that? It's the solution. Where's he? Christmas.
I'm sure you're very busy.
What about the other, on the page before, didn't you like them? No.
Well, yeah, next week could be fine.
There, that page.
Maybe
right.
I could save you a trip
that
if you
page,
don't
mind
answering
a few
questions over the phone.
Who's
well,
your one like that, then?
I wanted to know what you thought my chances of getting a tenant to
work. Correct.
Hold on.
Please come out and say that thing doesn't work because the clerk or whatever that stuff is. Right. Come out.
I'll let the post go on
phone. All right. Then it's on. So you can buy that. That's quite nice.
Which one? Yeah, that's the one that Kim's been trying to get Marisa, the Benetton one.
$14.99.
It's not bad. The Benetton one.
No, I understand. But Mr. Gillespie.
Jim.
So,
let me
put that down.
Argos
number 14.
Did you find it?
Argos number 14.
Hang on.
Right.
You have to do page
first.
Page 66. I'm sorry.
Number 14.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? Can you just go back to that brooch page and give me the details on that?
Okay. Yeah, well, thanks very much, Mr. Lester.
Oh, there's even a nice thing now, Mum. Girlfriend. It must affect the car.
How
much
is
that?
You didn't say anything to him. Is that what you're telling me?
Look, Shell, how would you feel if you were a job? He started a new life with this bloke. Maybe he just wants to be left alone. What might have we got to go steaming in there without as much as a buy your leave?
That's probably better for your birthday, because you have to go and try them on. That's what you did last year, didn't you?
Maybe we could try and find out where he got or something.
Silver brooch.
I think it was his wife. She looked pretty upset. I guess she found out about him and Joe. She was moving all her stuff out when I got here. That's what I'm trying to
Sorry,
tell
item
you.
Number what?
The locks on the front door. The last thing they want with me.
You don't want to hurt their feelings. You're telling me that you care about two strangers moving to your own sister? What is going to happen to me if the police press charges, eh? I could end up in all the way. Then he could be taken into care and Clive could end up banged up for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
well, we don't know that's going to happen.
Which one is it that you
like?
No, you won't.
Why not?
Because I said so, that's why not. I'm sick of all this. I'm sorry if I took that check off Joe's dad in the first place.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Mark.
You got yourself within this shell.
and now you're trying to cry out of it. The whole world is against you. Nobody told you to drive up the pulse of the climb, Mickey. You did it off your own back.
Mark,
please. Grow up, like Michelle. This. Start living in the real world. It's about time you start taking responsibility for your actions. Like everyone else has to.
I like the pink one. I like that cerise colour one right at the top. No, right at the top.
Yeah.
That's
Keyboard.